And now, Tadpole Media Group is proud to present the conclusion of the Ceiling Fan Road Trip to Find Odyssey.
And now, the Ceiling Fan on the road!
Good evening, I'm John Watsonberger, and this is a Ceiling Fan Odyssey News Update. It's a grim day in Odyssey as the town is being attacked by a man named Grim Grimity McGrim. All hope seems to be lost. The only one who can save us now is none other than Ethan Daniels. Ethan, are you up for the task?
Huh? What is this place?
Just push that button there, Ethan. Made of dandelions.
Wow, I must be in the imagination station.
No, Ethan. You're in a dream/comatose state.
Am I in a dream within a dream?
No, just one dream.
Oh, okay. That must be why my shoes are made of bacon.
Probably. Now, Ethan, you've got to wake up.
John Watsonberger, are you a projection of my subconscious mind here to protect me from people implanting ideas into my brain?
Ethan, don't be silly. Everyone knows that's impossible.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Anyway, what do you want me to do, John?
I'm not John, Ethan. I'm Phil.
Wake up, Ethan.
Huh?
Ethan, come on, Ethan, please.
Phil? Phil, is that you? Man, this is a great adventure, Phil.
Ethan, please, can you hear me?
I'm here, Ethan. I'm right here.
Phil!
How do you feel?
Aw, man, my head hurts.
You just lay quiet, Ethan.
Oh, what happened?
Ethan, you've been in a coma for 3 days.
Welcome to Odyssey's podcast.
What's that?
Hi, Jack.
Welcome to Odyssey's
Would you like something hot?
Hot there.
Good evening, I'm John Watsonberger, and this is a Ceiling Fan Odyssey News Update. The town of Odyssey is on edge today after all of Main Street was blocked off due to a traffic accident. For more, we turn to Tom Artichoke on the scene. Tom?
Thanks, John. I'm here at the edge of McAllister Park, watching as cleanup crews are working to clean up this mess and tow away the wreckage. This particular incident was caused by the Burger World clown.
I was just dancing across the street and minding my own business when I happened to look down and see a shiny penny heads up in the street. Now, I'm not superstitious, but finding money always seems to be good fortune. So, I bent over to pick up the penny, and it turned out to be good luck, because I didn't get hit by a car! I think I'm gonna invest in rabbit's feet!
A car full of tourists swerved to avoid him as he was crossing the street. The vehicle then collided with a telephone pole, becoming perpendicular on the road. At this very moment, some local teenagers happened to be racing side by side. But here's where it gets a little hairy, John. It wasn't just from one direction. Apparently, adolescent recklessness is a communicable disease because there were actually 4 teenagers street racing, 2 cars coming from each direction down Main Street. The resulting 5-car pileup caused the biggest explosion that Odyssey has ever seen. But miraculously, no one but the tourists were hurt. The tourists, driving a vehicle with the vanity plate Odd IC, were airlifted to their hometown for treatment. We wish them the best. Back to you, John.
Thanks, Tom. In other news, local officials are trying to pass a law that requires all clowns to have proper documentation of their right to clown around at all times, or else they will be banned from the town. We'll have more on this story at 11. Until then, I'm John Watsonberger, and this has been a rerun.
Oh, wow, that looks like a pretty bad accident.
Ethan, don't try to move. And could you please turn on the TV? Dr. Nagel will be in here in just a moment to speak with you.
Well, there's the late wake-rupper. How are you feeling?
Not well. What happened? I don't remember anything.
Ethan, what was the last thing you remember?
I don't remember.
Think, Ethan, think!
Okay, all right, man.
Sorry, I just get excited sometimes.
Well, let's see. I remember. Oh, yeah, we were in Colorado Springs with Phil and James, and we were on a road trip. And, we were searching for Odyssey.
Odyssey?
It's a fictitious town in a show that Ethan likes.
So you were on an Odyssey to find Odyssey. oh, dear.
Well, yeah, but Ethan, look at the calendar.
What? It's August? That means we were in Colorado Springs over a month ago. Well, I can't remember the last month.
None of us can.
He's right, Ethan. All three of us have been in comas.
Doctor, where are we? What happened?
Well, you're back in Shipshewana, Indiana. You were all three in a very bad car accident. You were airlifted to here a few days ago, and we've been treating you.
Airlifted? From where?
We aren't sure.
Not sure? Is that even possible?
Usually, no. But this time, the pilots totally forgot where they got you guys at. I'm sorry, Ethan. We believe you are all three suffering from a very, very, very rare, statistically impossible case of amnesia. Well, we're all pretty confused about the whole thing. We can only hope that you will find some way to remember these past few weeks in the future. But the memories may be gone forever. You know, kaput. Out of the picture. Totally not there. Erased. Completely. In the best way possible, of course.
Attention all hospital staff. The cafeteria will be opening in 1 minute. The menu includes fried chicken with collard greens and baked potatoes.
Excuse me, gentlemen.
Thank you, Doctor.
I'm really sorry, Ethan.
We did have a fun time, Ethan. Even if we can't remember the last weeks. I had a great summer. This will be quite the story to tell my new friends in college.
Yeah, but I just really wish we could have found Odyssey. Especially for the fans of the podcast to hear, because they... Wait!
What is
what?
It?
James, Phil, that's it! The podcast! We must have been recording the whole time!
That's right, we can just listen to the audio from the last day and see where we were. I have the recorder right here.
Yeah, play it, James.
Let's see.
Hello, everyone, it's me, Ethan Daniels.
And welcome to our very last leg of the trip!
Last leg!
Hurry up and tell them, Ethan. Tell them where we are.
Okay. You know, you guys might be wondering why I'm saying that we're on the very last part of the trip, and maybe also why Phil's driving. They actually kind of have to do with each other. It's because we finally reached our destination!
Reached our destination!
And I drove us here. But now, so I don't miss anything, I've asked Phil to drive the rest of the way in. Ladies and gentlemen, Phil, James, myself, and everyone else at the Ceiling Fan is proud to announce that we have successfully found the location of the mysterious town of Odyssey!
Yay!
Yay!
That's right, yeah! People. We are actually driving around in the town of Odyssey right now. It's so awesome. It's just like I pictured that it would be. Not at all like the video series, but just like it was in my head.
Tell them where it is, Ethan. That's what everyone wants to know.
Hold on, Phil. I want to build up the suspense.
Come on, Ethan. Tell them where we are.
James, we're in Odyssey, of course.
Ethan, you know what we mean. We've come all this way and searched around the whole United States. Tell them what state we're in.
You sure you guys want to reveal it now?
Yes!
Okay, ladies and gentlemen. After traveling across the entire United States of America for the past few months, we are pleased to announce that the state in which Odyssey, the famous town from the Focus on the Family audio series, is located in... Phil, where are you going?
Well, there's a sign right there that says McAllister Park. I figured we'd want to go there first.
What? Of course not. We gotta go to Wits End first. I think it's that way.
Why would we go there first? McAllister Park is what our band is named after.
Phil, Wits End is where everything happens.
Guys, calm down, please. What about the podcast? You have to reveal the site.
Hold on, James. We'll do that in a minute. But right now, Phil, we gotta go to Wits End.
No, let go of the wheel, Ethan. I'm
Phil,
driving.
Right now, we gotta go to Wits End.
Guys,
whoa,
stop.
Phil, look out.
Stop. Look out.
Huh? Okay, keep playing it, James.
That's the end of the tape.
What?
Ethan, no! Calm down. Calm down. Doctor, somebody call the doctor. Nurse, Ethan, calm down. Calm down. Doctor,
we
doctor.
Were right there.
Somebody
we
call the doctor.
Right
nurse,
there.
Ethan, calm
Ethan
down.
Ethan Daniels, please calm down. Ethan Daniels, please calm down.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. Oh, Phil. Oh, man. I can't even think straight. It's all so strange.
Yeah, I guess it is.
What do you mean, Ethan?
Phil, he's right. It feels so surreal.
What?
I just find myself wondering if it all really happened. Maybe it was all just a dream. Maybe Odyssey wasn't even real.
Wow. Ethan, you know, that's kind of deep. And I was kind of thinking about that, too.
I don't even know what we were thinking. How could we ever have thought we could find a fictional town?
But what about the tape? We all heard it.
Guys, that tape could have been recorded anywhere. Who's to say that small town we were in was really Odyssey?
That's true, Ethan.
No. I think we wasted our summer. We put ourselves in danger and lost track of who we really were. It's time to grow up, guys. We've chased this fantasy too long.
Let me see now. Is this a room? Ooh, very interesting.
Excuse me, sir. What are you doing?
Yeah, who are you?
Please don't distract me. I happen to be on a case.
A case?
Inquisitive, ain't you? Well, I read on a website that some people were looking for a town called Odyssey, spelled O-D-Y-S-S-E-Y. I've joined in the search!
He must have read our website. I'm sorry to tell you this, sir, but that place doesn't exist.
What? It doesn't? Uh-oh. How am I going to get back? Well, in that case, I say I won't be getting any clues from you, gentlemen. This is goodbye!
Well, watch out with it.
TTFN.
Oh, whoa. My goodness. Can you guys believe that?
Would you have ever thought somebody like that would just come in and...
I know. I can't even believe it. Just think, just a second ago, we were sitting here talking about how we need to grow up and start maturing and, you know, stop believing in Odyssey and everything. And then he walks in. Oh, man. What a dimwit. Oh, man. Guys, tell me we were never that blind.
No, I don't think so. Oh,
man.
We were never like that.
I didn't think so. Oh, man. Well, hopefully one day that guy will realize that Odyssey isn't a real place, just like we have today. Anywho, James, could you hand me the tape recorder? Better say goodbye to everyone. Until next time, I'm Ethan Daniels. The Ceiling Fan is a presentation of Tadpole Media Group. Today's episode was written and directed by Kevin McCreary. Thank you so much for listening to The Road Trip and joining us. It's been quite an adventure, even though I can't remember the last few weeks. And we really thank you for listening and paying attention and everybody who's helped out during the road trip. And a special thanks to Nathan Hubler, Katie Lee, Will Ryan, and all the other people who work with Odyssey who supported The Ceiling Fan. And just a reminder to everybody out there, make sure you get your Hijack contest entries in. It's not too late, but it will be in 2 weeks. So get them in right now. We're really looking forward to hearing you guys, but you gotta get them in. So, that's all for this episode. And until next time, I'm Ethan Daniels. Goodbye.